This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government has granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Health experts say the therapeutic needs more study before it can be celebrated, while the president calls the move, quote, a breakthrough, end quote, and one of his top health officials says it is, quote, promising. In an interview with ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the president had good reason for posting a tweet suggesting the lack of FDA approval for coronavirus therapeutics and vaccines may be politically motivated.
We really need to make sure that we have good science and the proper protocol, but we also can't wait around and assume that this virus is going to go away. This president wants real results, and that's why he took to Twitter.
The convalescent plasma treatment may provide benefits to those battling the disease, but the evidence has been inconclusive as to how it works or how best to administer it. India now leads the world with coronavirus infections as the country has reached a caseload of more than 3 million. The number of global infections is more than 23.4 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. A spokesperson for Eastern Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has slammed a ceasefire announcement by the rival government of National Accord as a media stunt, accusing it of preparing a new offensive. Libya's warning rival administrations announced separately Friday that they would cease all hostilities and hold nationwide elections, drawing praise from the UN, the European Union, and several Arab countries. From Washington, this is VOA News.